Soon, love, soon. Soon, love, soon. Soon, love, soon.
There'll be a fire burning in the temple of our peace.
Soon, love, soon.
There'll be a soaring voice for a silent plea.
Soon, love, soon.
We'll hold a broken circle and begin to pray.
Soon, love, soon.
We will find the black and white in the gray. And we will be as one God.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be as one people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Travel a thousand miles without leaving my side.
Soon, love, soon.
We will find we never knew hatred ran so deep.
Soon, love, soon.
Such a wide, wide chasm of faith to leap. But we will be as one God. And we one is the fate of all, and we will be as one God, and we will be as one people, and we will be as one God, and we will be as one.
And welcome to this long overdue edition of Rainbow Faith. My name is still Meg, and I'm glad as always that you could join me today. Today's show is on the topic of forgiveness, as requested by my friend Gina. I don't know how good of a job I'll do with this topic. Forgiveness is one of those things that I guess we have all struggled with from time to time. I know in my own life I've struggled and still do with the idea of forgiving others for the things they've done that have hurt me. I can go along thinking I'm doing pretty well with forgiving the hurts of the past, and then all of a sudden something will come up to my mind and I'll find myself getting all head up and angry and hurt and living in the moment of that injury. And before I get into the topic today, I'd like to play a lovely song called The Prayer by a female trio called Visions. And I hope you'll enjoy it.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go. To be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with you.
Familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer, for then you are working out of your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless, the good and bad, the nice and nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, Do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. And I was reading there from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 44 to 47, from the Message. So, what is forgiveness? Well, dictionary.reference.com gives the following definitions. To grant pardon for or remission of an offence, a debt, etc. To absolve. To give up all claim on account of, remit, a debt or obligation, etc. To grant pardon to a person. To cease to feel resentment against. To forgive one's enemies. To cancel an indebtedness or liability of. To forgive the interest owed on a loan. Or to pardon an offence or an offender. For me, the one that sums it up is the fourth definition that says to cease to feel resentment against, to forgive one's enemies. I believe that this is also what the Bible refers to when it speaks of us extending forgiveness to others. I guess all of us have heard the catchphrase, forgive and forget. I'd love to know where that comes from. For years I thought that it was from the Bible, but it's actually not. I've searched everywhere and I can't find anything in the Bible that tells me to forgive and forget. If you think about it, the concept is kind of strange. Let's put it in some terms that we can all understand. I'm sure that most of you have at some point burned your hand on a hot stove or an iron or something. Imagine what would happen if we forgot that the stove or iron has the potential to burn. We'd get over the initial injury and go right back and probably wind up being burnt again because we forgot. I think that we can face this problem if we try to forget that a person we have forgiven hurt us. What I think forgiveness is about is being able to recall the incident that hurt us without bringing back all the pain and anger that surrounded the initial hurt. In effect, we cease to feel resentment, even though we still remember the slight. From a psychological standpoint, I think that's certainly healthier. It's hard, when we've been wronged, to find the grace within ourselves to forgive the person who hurt us. Yet it is imperative that we should do so. There are several reasons, I think, for why we are afraid to let forgiveness for another person into our hearts. We might think, if I forgive them, they'll get off scot-free. The Bible's concept of forgiveness says that the only way for an account against us to be wiped clean is by turning to God in repentance and asking for his mercy and forgiveness. If I forgive someone who's done me wrong, I'm not letting them off with God. Only that person can settle his or her account with God. My forgiveness of that person does not affect them one way or another, but it benefits me because I can now release the feelings of anger and bitterness that I've harboured towards the person. Or we might argue, I can't forgive and forget. Well, as I said, in all my studies of the Bible, I've never found anywhere that tells me I should forgive and forget. In my studies of psychology, I learnt that the human mind never forgets anything. It may fail to recall, but it is impossible, except in cases of brain damage or disease, to completely forget. If someone's hurt me, I can decide to relinquish my feelings of anger and bitterness towards him or her, but I remember what has happened as a means of preventing the same thing from happening again. Forgiveness is an act of self-benefit. Another argument might be, I'm so angry with that person, and if I forgive them, I will be denying my real feelings. Forgiveness is not an act of denial. Rather, it is an act of acknowledgement. I can acknowledge my anger and hurt and ask for help in releasing it and letting it go. There is no greater freedom than in honestly admitting to feelings of anger and hurt and laying them out in the open. And there's no better feeling than when you have honestly let those feelings go and you can recall that incident that happened without the pain and the anger. A final argument that a lot of people bring up against being, you know, able to forgive someone is the thing that the person did is so terrible. Why should I forgive? And when someone commits a crime, it's difficult to understand why we should not continue to hold it against them. I've been hurt personally by people. Hearing of the terrible things that happen to others has also hurt me. But again, I can't continue to hold on to that hurt. Doing so makes me bitter. When someone commits a crime, we have a right and an obligation to take measures to see that the person pays for their crime. Then we have to let it go. That doesn't necessarily mean that we need to go running to that person and act as though nothing has happened, but for our own sakes we need to release the sore feelings because they only harm ourselves.
Or you will lose it. Take in love, don't refuse it. Whatever's heavy on your mind, let it go. Your light will shine, don't conceal it. Now's the time to free your mind, 'cause you can feel it. The pain inside, you can heal it. Whatever's holding back your heart,
for today. As always, I'd like to thank IOTA PromoNet for making the music I use available to podcasters. Please don't forget to check out my blog at jenga.com/feebles for links to find the music featured in today's program, and please visit my podcast page at feebleminded.podomatic.com and become a friend of the show and click on Become a Fan. As always, I'd love to hear from you, and until next time, shalom!
Darkness. Now you are light in the Lord. I heard you turn from your idols to serve the true living God. Now let the words of our Savior dwell in your heart and your be not conformed to this world. Walk like a child of the light. Now you're going, now you're walking in the light. It took a long time, but I know it's right. The seed you're sowing, growing to a tree of life. You gotta know the time was right. Heaven can be heard rejoicing over one lost sheep that's found. The Father has a celebration. All of the angels gather round. Now you're going, now you're walking in the light. Took a long time, but I know it's right. Now you're flowing into eternal life. You gotta know the time was right. But I know it's right. Now you're flowing into eternal life. You gotta know the time was right. Now you're going, now you're walking in the light. It took a long time, but I know it's right.